Lusa. Lusa stared at the grizzly cub. He was twice her size. In the struggle, when she was trapped under his weight, she had thought he would kill her for sure. But she wasn't scared of him now, as she watched him crouched in front of her with his flanks heaving. Red light from the setting sun trickled through the leaves, speckling Toklo's brown pelt with spots of burning russet. She had found Oka's missing cub.
I could have searched for him all my life and never found him. Did the spirits guide me?
Toklo glared at her. How do you know my name?
I've been looking for you, Lusa stammered. I've come all the way from the bear bowl.
The bear bowl? Toklo curled his lip. What's that?
It's a place where bears live,
Lusa explained, on more confident territory now.
Black bears like me, and grizzlies, and huge white bears. Flatfaces feed us and mend us when we get sick, and other flatfaces come and look at us. There are other animals, too, she added. Tigers, and flamingos, and animals with long, dangly noses.
Toklo interrupted her with a huff of contempt.
You lived with other animals, he growled disbelievingly. Flatfaces fed you? Proper bears don't do that. What sort of bear are you?
Lusa felt her belly go tight. He looked really angry, and she knew she wouldn't be able to fight him off a second time. But she had promised Oka that she would pass on her message to her only surviving cub.
The Flatfaces brought your mother to the bear bowl. She died there.
She decided there was no point making Toklo even angrier by telling him how Oka had been crazed with grief for her lost cubs, so deranged that she had attacked a flat face.
Before she died, she gave me a message for you. She said...
Toklo turned away.
I don't want to hear it.
Startled, Lusa took a pace toward him.
But I promised...
I said, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear anything about that bear. She abandoned me. She is not my mother.
He stalked away, his paws crunching through the dried leaves until he stopped under a twisted fir tree.
She was sorry, Lusa murmured.
She didn't think Toklo had heard her. Without looking at her, he snarled,
Go back to the bear bowl.
Lusa blinked, puzzled. She had risked her life to find him and to tell him what Oka had wanted him to know. She had expected that Toklo would be grateful to her. Maybe he would even become her friend, so she wouldn't be on her own anymore. What had she done to make him so hostile? She couldn't go back to the bear bowl. The wild was bigger than she had ever imagined, scary and confusing. But it was exciting, too. After the freedom she had known in the last moons, she couldn't think of returning to the little space where two or three trees made a forest. But what would Toklo do if she didn't leave? She clamped her jaws shut to stop a whimper from coming out. There was no way she'd show Toklo how scared she was. Lusa turned to look at the other brown bear cub who was sitting watching her with bright interest. She tipped her head on one side, remembering what she had seen just before her struggle with Toklo. She had been chasing a hare, hadn't she? A growl from her belly reminded her that she was hungrier than she'd ever been in her life. She'd been chasing a hare, and it had turned into this cub. Her mother hadn't said anything about hares that turned into bears, or any other animal for that matter. Was this a bear or a hare? Would it change again?